We present Mr. Thomas Middleton's pleasant, conceited comedy, as it hath been often acted at the Swan on the Bankside by the Lady Elizabeth, her servants, adapted for the medium of radio by Peter Barnes, Gent. Music composed especially by Master Christopher Whelan. A chaste maid in Cheapside. In the title roles, Richard Bryars as Mr. Allwit, Hugh Paddick as Mr. Yellowhammer, Dillis Lay as Maudlin, his wife, and Sarah Burdell as Mull, their daughter. James Lawrenson as Touchwood Sr., Norman Rodway as Sir Walter Horehound, and Sean Phillips and Peter Jeffery as Lady and Sir Oliver Kicks. The action of the play takes place in London. The year is 1613.
Moll, have you played over all your old lessons of the virginals?
Yes.
Yes? You are a dull maid, Elite. Methinks you need have somewhat to quicken your green sickness. Do you weep? A husband. Had not such a piece of flesh been ordained, what had his wives been good for? To make salads? To see the difference of these seasons? When I was of your youth, I was lightsome and quick. 2 years before I was married. You fit for a night's bed. Drowsy-browed, dull-eyed, drossy-spirited. I hold my life you have forgot your dancing. When was the dancer with you?
The last week, Mother.
Last week? When I was like you, he missed me not a night. I was kept at it. I took delight to learn and he to teach me. Pretty brown gentleman. He took pleasure in my company.
Oh, Mother.
But you are dull. Nothing comes nimbly from you. You dance like a plumber's daughter and deserve £2,000 in lead for your dowry.
Now, what's the din betwixt mother and daughter, eh?
Who paid small? Telling your daughter Moll of her errors.
There's no woman made without a flaw. Your purest linen has frays.
But 'tis a husband's holders up all cracks.
What? Has he come, sir?
Yes, Sir Walter's come. He was met at Holborn Bridge, and in his company a proper fair young gentlewoman, which I guess by her red hair and other rank descriptions to be his landed niece, brought out of Wales, which Tim, our son, the Cambridge boy, must marry.
Yes.
'Tis a match of Sir Walter's own making, to bind us to him and our heirs forever.
We are honoured, then, if only this baggage would be humble and kiss him with devotion when he enters. I cannot get her for my life to learn ladylike gestures before and after, which a knight will look for before and after. I have told her still, 'tis the gestures of a woman does often move a man and prevail strongly. But sweet, have you sent to Cambridge? Has Tim word of the marriage?
Had word just the day after, when you sent him the silver spoon to eat his broth in the hall amongst the gentlemen commoners.
Oh, 'twas timely.
Oh, no.
A letter from a gentleman in Cambridge to Mr. Yellowhammer.
Oh, one of the Cambridge porters. Thou art welcome. I told thee, Maudlin, we should hear from Tim. Let me read it. Amantissimus caris simis quae ambobus parentibus patriat matri. Nay, by my troth, he's grown too verbal. This learning is a great witch.
Pray, let me see it. I was wont to understand him. Amantissimus carissimus. He has sent the carrier's man, he says. Ambobus parentibus for a pair of boots. Patriat matri, pay the porter, or it makes no matter.
Yes, but by my faith, mistress, there's no true construction in that. Let me translate, for I was a scholar 40 years ago. Yes. It is thus, I warrant you. Matri, it makes no matter. Good. Ambobus parentibus for a pair of boots. Good. Patri, pay the porter. Amantissimus carissimus. He's the carrier's man, and his name is Sims. And there he says true, for forsooth, my name is Sims indeed. Oh, I have not forgot all my learning. A money matter I thought I should hit on.
Oh, go to, thou art an old fox. There's sixpence for thee.
If I see your worship at Goose Fair, I'll have a dish of birds for you. Farewell to your worship.
Mary Porter.
How can he choose but be so, coming with Cambridge letters from our son, Tim? Now, Malt, inside with you. Oh. And listen to me, my sweetest, when I tell you to play the virgin.
Oh, customer. What is it you lack, sir?
Pray, Master Yellowhammer, weigh this chain.
Now, wench, thou art welcome to the heart of the city of London. You lag, Davy, you lag.
Admire. Well, as your lordship, I thought in a moment.
You can thank me in English if you list.
Oh, I can, Sir Walter, simply.
It will serve to pass, wench. It was strange that I should lie with thee so often to leave thee without English, and that were unnatural. I bring thee up to turn thee into gold, witch, and make thy fortune shine like your bright trade. Oh. You shall marry Tim Yellowhammer, whilst I marry his sister, Moll. A goldsmith shop sets out a city maid. David a hammer, not a word.
Mum, sir.
Here you must pass for a pure virgin.
Pure Welsh virgin. She lost her maidenhead in Brecknockshire.
I hear you mumble, David.
I have teeth, sir. I need not mumble yet this 40 year.
The knave bites plaguily. Come, here is Master Yellowhammer Shop.
What? Sir Walter Whorehound. Greet him, Moll.
Oh, death. Why, daughter. Faith, the baggage has fled.
Bashful, sir. A bashful girl, sir. These young things are shamefast. Besides, you have a presence, sweet Sir Walter, able to daunt a maid brought up in the city. A brave court spirit makes our virgins quiver and kiss with trembling thighs. Yet see, she comes back, sir.
Why, how now, pretty Moll? Now have I caught you? What can you injure so your time to stray thus from your faithful servant?
Oh, peace, stop your words, good knight. We'll make a blush else which sound too high for the daughters of the city. Honour and faithful servant, their compliments for the great worthies of Whitehall or Greenwich. E'en plain sufficient business like words serve us, sir. And is this gentlewoman, your worthy niece?
It is she, sir, heir to some 19 mansions.
Bless us all. You overwhelm me, sir, with love and riches.
And all as high as St. Paul's?
High as worketh it.
How sayest thou, Davy?
Oh, higher, sir, by far. You cannot see the top of them.
What, cannot see the top? Madam wife, salute this gentlewoman.
Our daughter, if things hit right.
Touchwood Junior go into the goldsmith's shop. I love Moll Yellowhammer and must see her, but her parents hate me. They hate me, but do not know me. I'll risk it and pretend to be a customer. It will be fair sport. Sir Walter, with a brace of footmen, is come and brought up his old Welsh trumpet to find a ram in London. But Moll Yellowhammer's mine, and that's the surest. She is only kept for me, the youngest Touchwood and the luckiest. Lady!
My dearest Touchwood!
Turn not to me, Moll, till thou mayst lawfully. It but wets my stomach, which is too eager already. Read that note carefully. Keep me from suspicion still, nor know my zeal but in thy heart. Read and send but thy liking in 3 words. I'll be at hand to take it.
I'll send them.
Oh, yes, Sir Walter. Our son's a poor plain boy, university man. Ah. Comes next limb to a Bachelor of Arts. Yeah. He will be called Sir Yellowhammer then, over all Cambridge.
Please, you draw near and taste the welcome of the city, sir.
It is manners to take kindness.
Lead him in, wife.
Your company, sir.
I'll give it to you instantly. Moll, wait there.
How strangely busy is the devil and riches. Poor Moll kept in too hard. Her mother's eye is cruel towards her, wanting her to marry Sir Walter. 'Twere now further sport to set her father a work to make our wedding ring. I must about it.
That Moll is wondrous peevish. I fear nothing but that she's taken with some other love. Then all's quite dashed. That must be narrowly looked to.
We cannot be too wary in our children.
Sir?
What is you lack, sir?
Oh, nothing now. All that I wish is present. I would have a wedding ring made for a gentlewoman with all speed that may be.
Of what weight, sir?
Of some half ounce. Stand fair and comely with the spark of a diamond.
Oh, pray, let me see. Indeed, sir, it is a pure one.
So is the mistress.
Have you the wideness of her finger, sir?
Yes, sure, I think I have her measure about me. Good faith, 'tis lost. I cannot show it you. Let me see. Long and slender and neatly jointed. Just such another gentlewoman that's your daughter, sir.
And therefore, sir, no gentlewoman.
I protest I never saw two maids handed more alike. I'll ne'er seek farther. If you give me leave, sir.
If you dare venture by her finger, sir.
Aye, sir.
Say so, sir. Well, let's see. Hither, girl.
Shall I make bold with your finger, gentlewoman?
Your pleasure, sir.
Oh, that fits her to a hair, sir.
What's your motto now, sir?
Mm-hmm.
To inscribe in the ring.
Mass, that's true. A motto, me faith. E'en thus, sir. Love that's wise blinds parents' eyes.
Huh? How? Oh, if I may speak without offence, sir, I hold my life.
What, sir?
Go to, you'll pardon me.
Pardon you? Aye, sir.
Will you, faith?
Yes, faith, I will.
You'll steal away some man's daughter. Am I near you? You turn aside. You gentlemen are wags. I wonder things can be so warily carried and parents blinded so. But they're served right that have two eyes and wear so dull a sight. Take the ring off, Moll.
Yes,
give
Father.
It me.
Thy doom take hold of thee.
Tomorrow noon shall show your ring well done.
Well, being so, 'tis soon. Thanks. And your leave, sweet gentlewoman.
Sir, you are welcome. Oh, were I made of wishes, I went with thee.
Come, Moll, we'll see how things go within.
That robs my joy. There I lose all I win.
Davy, carry my goods to Master Allwitch's house. All of them, Davy.
Yes, Sir Walter. Yes, Sir Walter. No, Sir Walter. Fetch and carry, Davy. Fetch and carry. Fetch and carry. All of them, Davy. All of them.
Master Davy de Hoover, sir.
Davy, welcome from North Wales, if faith, and is Sir Walter come?
And you come to town, Master Allwit.
Ah, into the maids, sweet Davy, and give order his chamber be made ready instantly. My wife's as great as she can wallow, Davy. Pregnant, Davy, pregnant, and longs for nothing but pickled cucumbers and his coming, and now she shall have them, my boy.
She's sure of them, sir.
Thy very sight will hold my wife in pleasure till the knight come himself. Go in, Davy, in, and send my servants to me.
Yes, sir.
Ah. So Walter's come to town. I am like a man finding a table furnished to his hand. Praise for the founder. Bless the right worshipful, the good founder's life. I thank him. Sir Walter has maintained my house this 10 years. Not only keeps my wife, but keeps me and all my family. I am at his table. He gets me all my children. And pays the nurse. Monthly or weekly, puts me to nothing. Rent nor church duties, not so much as the scavenger. The happiest state that ever man was born to. I walk out in the morning, come to breakfast, find excellent cheer, a good fire in winter, look in my coal house about Midsummer Eve, that's full, 5 or 6 children new laid up. Look in my backyard, I shall find a steeple made up of Kentish firewood, which o'erlooks the waterhouse and the windmills. I say nothing but smile and smile. When my wife lies in with child, as now she's even upon the point of grunting, a lady lies not in like her. There's her embossings, embroiderings, spanglings, and I know not what, as if she lay with all the gaudy shops in the Royal Exchange about her. Then her restoratives, enough to set up a young apothecary and richly stock the owner of a drug shop. Her sugar by whole sacks, her wines by barrels. I see these things, but like a happy man, I pay for none at all. yet fools think it's mine. I have the name, and in his gold I shine. And where some merchants would in soul kiss hell to buy paradise for their wives and dye their conscience in the blood of spendthrift heirs to deck their whores, yet all this being done, eaten with jealousy to the inmost bone, as what affliction nature more constrains than feed the wife plump from another's veins? These torments stand I freed of. I am as clear from jealousy of a wife as from the charge. Oh, two miraculous blessings. 'Tis Sir Walter hath took that labour all out of my hands. I may sit still and play. He's jealous for me, watches her steps, sets spies. I live at ease. He hath both the cost and torment. When the strings of his heart frets, I feed, laugh, or sing. La dildo, dildo, dildo. La dildo, dildo, dildo. La dildo.
What has Master Orwick got a singing in his head now?
Now he's out of work. He falls to making dildos.
Now, you servants, Sir Walter's come.
Is our master come?
Your master, what am I?
Do not you know, sir?
Pray, am I not your master?
You are but our mistress's husband.
Ergo, knave, your master. Ah, Sir Walter, off with my hat.
The garter argumentum. Now Master Orwood stands bareheaded as well as we. Make the most of him. He's one pip of a serving man, and so much his horns make him. See, he's taken off his hat.
How does Jack?
Proud of your worship's health, sir.
How does your wife?
Been after your own making, sir. She's a tumbler, i'faith. The nose and belly meets.
They'll part in time again.
At the good are they, will and please your worship.
Yeah. Here, sir, up, pull off me boots. Sir. Put on, Jack. Put on your hat.
I thank your kind worship, sir.
Slippers! Cart, you are sleepy.
The game begins already.
Please put on your hat, Jack.
Now I must do it, or he'll be as angry now as if I'd put it on at first bidding. 'Tis but observing a man's humour once, and you may have him by the nose all his life.
What entertainment has lain open here? No strangers in me absence?
Sure, sir, not any.
His jealousy begins. Am I not happy now that can laugh inward whilst his marrow melts?
How do you satisfy me?
Good sir, be patient.
For 2 months absence, I'll be satisfied.
No living creature entered...
Richard! Come, swear.
You will not hear me out, sir.
Yes, I'll hear it out, sir.
Sir, Master Orwick can tell himself.
Part he can tell. Reject, yet think I'll trust him. Him. Oh, monstrous injury. Believe him? Can the devil speak ill of darkness? What can you say, sir?
Of my soul and conscience, sir, she's a wife as honest of her body to me as any lord's proud lady can be.
Yet by your leave, I heard you were once offering to go to bed with her.
No, I protest.
Heart, if you know, you shall take all. I'll marry.
Oh, I beseech you, sir.
That wakes the slave and keeps his flesh in awe.
I'll stop that gap wherever I find it open. I've poisoned his hopes in marriage already. Some old rich widows and some landed virgins, and I'll fall to work still before I lose him. He's yet too sweet to part from.
Good end, father.
Ha! Villain, peace!
Good end, father.
Peace, bastards!
Father.
Should he hear them? These are two foolish children, Watt and Nick. They do not know the gentleman there that drinks there, Sir Walter.
What?
A what?
What? A what? How dost, me lad? How dost, Nick? go to school, ply your books, boys.
Where's your legs, horse and bow?
They should kneel indeed if they could say their prayers. Off with you, go!
Yes, go. How shall I dispose of these two brats now when I am married? For they must not mingle amongst my children that I get in wedlock. That will make foul work, that, and raise many storms. I'll bind Watt Prentice to the goldsmith, my father-in-law, Yellowhammer, as fit as can be. Nick with some vintner, good goldsmith and vintner. There will be wine in bowls, if faith.
Here's my wife.
Mistress Allwit.
Ah, sweet night, welcome. I have all my longings now in town. Now, well, come the good hour.
Now, cheers, my mistress.
Made lightsome.
Even by him that made me heavy. Methinks she shows gallantly like a moon at full, sir.
True, and if she bear a male child, there's the man in the moon, sir.
Tis but the boy in the moon yet, goodman God.
There was a man, the boy had never been there else.
Yeah. It shall be yours, sir. Come, madam.
No, by my troth, I'll swear it's none of mine. Let him that got it keep it. Thus do I rid myself of fear. Lie soft, sleep hard, drink wine, and eat good cheer.
Be tedious, Touchwood, to live from you, but that necessity must be obeyed.
I would it like not, wife. The tediousness will be the most part mine, that understand the blessings I have in thee. So to part, that drives the torment to a knowing heart. But, as thou sayest, we must give way to need, and live a while asunder. Our desires are both too fruitful for our barren fortunes.
Aye.
How adverse runs the destiny of some creatures. Some only can get riches and no children. I only can get children and no riches.
Oh.
Then 'tis the prudentest part to check our carnal desires until our state rise, make our passions lie still. A life every year a child, some years too, sides copulations abroad that's never reckoned, this gear will not hold out.
Sir, for a time I'll take the courtesy of my uncle's house, if you be pleased to like on't, till prosperity look with a friendly eye upon our poverty.
Honest wife, I thank you. I never knew the perfect treasure thou brought'st with thee more than at this instant minute. A man's happy when he's at poorest that has matched his soul as rightly as his body. Had I married a sensual fool now, as 'tis hard to escape amongst gentlewomen of our time, she would have hanged about my neck and never left her hold till she'd kissed me into wanton busyness, which at the waking of my better judgment I should have cursed most bitterly. The fullness of joy showeth the goodness in thee. Thou art a matchless wife. Farewell, my joy.
I shall not want your sight.
I'll see thee often, talk in mirth, and play at kisses with thee. Anything, wench, but what may beget children. There, I give all the set, throw down the cards, and dare not take them up.
Your will be mine, sir. Farewell.
This does not only make her honesty perfect, but her discretion, and approves her judgment. Had her desires been wanton, they'd been blameless in being lawful ever. But of all creatures, I hold that wife a most unmatched treasure that can unto her fortunes fix her pleasure, and not unto her blood. This is like wedlock. The feast of marriage is not last, but love and care of the estate. When I please my desires, I sing. Copulating, I hurt others. 'Tis many a wise man's fault. But of all men, I am the most unfortunate in that game that ever pleased both genders. I ne'er played yet that I didn't produce a bastard. The poor wenches curse me to the pit where'er I come. They were ne'er served so. They're not used to being with child after just one bout. I have such a fatal finger in such business. I must forth with it, chiefly for country wenches. I made no less than 7 lay-in with child within 3 weeks of one another's time last summer.
Oh, Snaphance, have I found you?
How, Snaphance?
Do you see your workmanship? This babe, nay, turn not from it, nor offer to escape. For if you do, I'll cry it through the streets and follow you.
Wench.
Your name may well be called Touchwood. Touchwood Senior, a pox on you. You do but touch and take. Thou hast undone me. I was a maid before. I can bring a certificate for it from both the church wardens.
I'll have the parson's hand too, or I'll not believe it.
Thou shalt have more, thou villain. Nothing grieves me, but Ellen, my poor cousin in Derbyshire, thou hast cracked her marriage quite. She'll have a bout with thee.
Faith, when she will, I'll have a bout with her.
A law bout, I mean.
If that be all thy grief, I'll tender her a husband. I keep a purpose 2 or 3 fools in pickle to eat such mutton with, and she shall choose one, hm? But in courtesy, faith, wench, excuse me of this half yard of flesh. For faith, I'm poor. Do a charitable deed, wench. I have nothing.
Nothing? Thou hast too much, thou lying villain. Unless thou wert more thankful.
I have no dwelling. I break up house but this morning. Prithee, pity me. I'm a good fellow. Faith, I've been too kind to people of your gender. If I hat without my belly, none of your sex shall want it. That word has been a force to move a woman. There's tricks enough to rid thy hand of the babe, wench. We'll leave it on some rich man's porch tomorrow before day, or else anon in the evening. 20 devices. Here's all I have, i'faith. Take my purse and all.
1, 2, 3.
And would I were so rid of all my other bastards.
Where I find manly dealings, I am pitiful.
This babe shall not trouble you.
And I protest, wench, the next I'll keep myself.
Soft, let it be got first.
Farewell.
This child's my fifth. If e'er I venture more, where I now go for a maid, may I ride for a whore.
What shift she'll make now with that piece of flesh in this strict time of Lent, I cannot imagine. Flesh dare not peep abroad now. There's been more religious, wholesome laws in the half-circle of a year erected for our common good than memory ever knew of.
Oh, brother!
Brother!
I have been seeking you!
Why, what's the business?
With all speed thou canst, procure a marriage license.
What, a marriage license?
Cut's foot, she's lost, else I shall miss her ever. Moll, Master Yellowhammer's daughter.
Moll Yellowhammer, nay. Brother, thou shalt not miss so fair a dowry for 13 shillings 4p.
Thanks by hundreds.
Who am I, sir?
Lady Kix, my sweet wife.
And who are you, sir?
Sir Oliver Kix, thy doting husband.
Husband and wife in the eyes of God and man. So why are we not blessed with children? Oh, that ere I was begot, or bred, or born.
Nay, prithee, sir, oh. Be at more cost yet. Thou knowest we are rich enough.
All but in blessings, and there the beggar goes beyond us. Oh, oh. Oh, to be 7 years a wife and not a child. Oh, not a child.
Sweet wife, have patience.
Can any woman have a greater cut?
I know 'tis great, but what of that, wife? I cannot do it all. Oh. There's things making by thine own doctor's advice, apothecaries. I spare for nothing, wife. No, if the price were 40 marks a spoonful, I'd give £1,000 to purchase fruitfulness. But if I can't buy fruitfulness, I'll use the money and turn philanthropist. I mean to make good deeds, my children.
Give me but those good deeds and I'll find children.
Hang thee, I've done too many good deeds for thee.
Thou liest, brevity.
Horrible, dost thou call me brevity? Dost thou be so short with me?
Thou deservest worse. Oh, think but upon the goodly lands and livings that's kept back from us through our not having heirs.
Oh, talk not on pity. Thou'd make me pity the woman and weep too.
Tis our dry barrenness puffs up Sir Walter.
None gets
by your not getting but that night. Sir Walter's rich because we have no children he's made by the means. And further fats his fortune shortly in a great dowry with a goldsmith's daughter.
They may all be deceived. Be but you patient, wife.
I have suffered a long time.
Suffer thy heart out. A pox suffer thee.
Nay, thee, thou desertless slave. Oh.
Come, I have done. You all to the christening of Mr. Allwit, child?
Yes. To my much joy, everyone gets before me. Oh. There's my sister was married but to Bartholomew Eve last, and she can have 2 children at a birth. Oh, one of them would have served my turn.
Follow, consume me, art still fussing me, and knowest my nature.
Oh, mistress. Weeping or railing, that's our house harmony.
What sayest, Jack?
The sweetest news.
What is, Dwench?
Throw down your doctor's drugs. They're all but heretics. I bring certain remedy that has been taught and proved and never failed.
Oh, that, or nothing.
There's a gentleman, I happily have his name too, that has got 9 children by one medicine that he uses. No. It never misses. They come so fast upon him, he was fain to give it over.
His name, sweet jug?
One Mr. Touchwood Senior, a fine gentleman, but run behindhand much with getting children.
It's possible.
Why, sir, he'll undertake using that medicine for 15 years. For all your wealth to make you a poor man, you shall so swarm with children.
I'll venture that, you say.
That shall you, husband.
But I must tell you first, he's very dear.
No matter what serves well for.
True, sweet husband. There's land to come. Suppose his medicine costs some £500 a pint, 'twill make 1,000. And a Christian soul. And that's worth all, sweet husband. I'll about it.
Nosegays, warm.
Yes, Sir Walter.
Fetch sweetmeats, wench.
Yes, Sir Walter.
The christening gown, it's lovely, woman.
Yes, Sir Walter.
I'll go fetch the godparents presently myself. That's all the work I'll do, nor need I stir, but that it is my pleasure to walk forth and air myself a little. I am tied to nothing in this christening. What I do is merely recreation, not constraint.
Nurse, nurse, he's
here's running to and fro, nurse upon nurse, three charwomen, besides maids and neighbours' children. Fie, what a trouble I've rid my hands on. It makes me squit to think on.
How now, Jack?
Ah, I'm going to summon godparents for your worship's child, sir.
What?
A goodly girly faith, give you joy on her, a fine plump black-eyed slut. Under correction, sir. I take delight to see her nurse.
You call, sir?
Come hither, let's see the newborn babe once again. I cannot choose but kiss her thrice an hour.
No, you may be proud on, sir. It is the best piece of work that e'er you did.
Thinkest thou so, nurse? What sayest to Wat and Nick?
Oh, they're pretty children both, but here's a wench will be a knocker.
Up, up, sayest thou me so? Up, little countess. Faith, sir, I thank your worship for this girl 10,000 times and upward.
I'm glad I have her for you, sir.
Here, take her in, nurse. Wipe her and give her spoon meat. Now about these godparents.
Get but two. I'll stand for one myself.
To your own child's.
It's a better policy. It prevents suspicion.
Troth, I commend your care, sir. It is a thing I should ne'er have thought on.
The more slave. When man turns base, out goes his soul's pure flame. The fat of ease o'erthrows the eyes of shame.
I am studying who to get for godmother suitable to your worship. Now I have thought of...
I'll ease you of that care and please myself it. I'll choose my love, the goldsmith's daughter. If I send for her, her father will command her.
I'll fit your worship then with a godfather.
What is he?
A kind, proper gentleman. Touchwood Junior, brother to Mr. Touchwood Senior.
I know Mr. Touchwood. Has he a brother living?
A neat young bachelor.
Now we know him, we'll make use of him. Dispatch, time rolls here.
In troth, I pity him. He ne'er stands still. Poor knight, what pains he takes. Since this way one, that way another, has not an hour's leisure. I would not have thy toil for all thy pleasure. Well, 'tis the day, the christening day. I must make haste and dress. It is a busy day at our house, Davy.
Always the christening day, sir.
Trust me, Davy. Help me with this hose. And the doublet. Oh. How does a suit fit me, Davy?
Excellent, neatly. Sir Walter's things were ever fit for you, sir. Into a hair, you know.
Thou hast hit it right, Davy. We ever jumped in one this 10 years, Davy. So well said. What art thou?
Your sweet maker's man, sir.
Oh, sweet youth. Into the nurse, quick, with the sweets. Quick, 'tis time, faith.
God be with thee.
Oh, here comes our two Puritan friends now, Davy. Oh, I shall have such kissing work today. Sweet mistress and a man, welcome, faith.
Give you joy of your fine girl, sir. Grant that her education may be pure and become one of the faithful.
Thanks to your sisterly wishes, mistress and a man.
Are any of the brethren's wives yet come?
There are some wives within and some at home.
Verily, thanks, sir.
Verily, you are an ass, forsooth. I must be agreeable to them all, Davy. There'll be no christening or no kissing.
Oh, Mr. Aldrich.
Here comes a friendly and familiar pair. Now, I like these wenches well.
And how dost, sir?
Faith, well, I thank you, neighbour. And how dost thou?
Want nothing for such getting, sir, as thine.
Oh, my gettings, wench, they are poor.
Fie, that thou say so. Thou hast as fine children as a man can get.
Aye, as a man can get, and that's Sir Walter.
They are pretty foolish things, put to making in minutes.
Oh.
I ne'er stand long about them. Will you walk in, wenches?
Good day.
Here come my two godparents, young Touchwood and Miss Yellowhammer.
Good day, Master Olwid.
Oh, Mom, the happiest meeting that our souls could wish for. Here's the ring ready. And beholden unto your father's haste has kept his hour.
He never kept it better, dearest.
Here comes Sir Walter. Stand them apart. Be silent until short time when you'll be mine.
Mistress and partner, I will put you both into one cup.
Into one cup, most proper. A fitting compliment for a goldsmith's daughter.
Yes, sir, that's he must be your worship's partner in this day's business. Young Touchwood, Mr. Touchwood's brother.
I embrace your acquaintance.
It vows your service, sir.
It's near high time. Come, Mr. Allwit.
Ready, sir.
Will please you walk?
I obey your call.
Yeah, Mr. Touchwood.
My time is yours, sir.
Before me, in strict order of precedence, I shall follow the babe into the room at the christening. I pray come down a little. I'm first.
Not a bit, sir. Who may know my place?
Your place? Great wonder, sure. Why, you're any better than a sweet baker's wife.
And that's as good at all times as a apothecary.
Ye lie.
Oh.
Yet I forbear you. Come, sweet sister. We go in unity and show the fruits of peace like children of the spirit.
I love lowliness.
Aye.
Oh, so say I. Though they strive more, there comes as proud behind as goes before.
Every inch, faith.
I name this child Anne Elizabeth Mary Orwit in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, sir, as you are a parson, if ever you felt the force of love, pity it in me.
Yes, though I was ne'er married, sir, I have felt the force of love from good men's daughters, and some that will be maids yet 3 years hence. Have you got a marriage license?
Here it is ready, sir.
That's where.
The ring and all things perfect she'll steal hither.
She shall be welcome, sir. I'll not be long a-clapping you together.
Oh,
here she's come, sir.
Who's there to know?
My honest elder brother, Mr. Touchwood.
Quick, parson, make haste.
You must dispatch with all the speed you can, for I shall be missed straight. I made hard shift for this small time I have.
Then I'll not linger. Place that ring upon her finger. This, the finger, plays the part whose master vein shoots from the heart. And now, join hands.
Retire, sever! And so ne'er again meet, never!
My father, oh, we are betrayed.
Hard fate.
I am struck with wonder. Come in the guise of a godmother. Was this the politic trick, thou mystical baggage, thou disobedient strumpet? And were you, Sir Walter, so wise to send for her to such an end?
Now I disclaim the end, you'll make me mad.
What are you, sir?
If you cannot see with those two glasses, put on a pair more.
I dreamt of anger still. Here, take your ring, sir. This life is the same. Abominable. Did not I sell this ring to you?
I think you did. You received money for it.
Hark. Hark you, knight, here's no inconscionable villainy. Set me a work to make the wedding ring, and come with an intent to steal my daughter. Do you have a runaway magic?
This your brother, sir?
He can tell that as well as I.
The very motto mocks me to my face. Love that's wise blinds parents' eyes. I thank your wisdom, sir, for blinding of us. We have good hope to recover our sight shortly. In the meantime, I will lock up this baggage as carefully as my gold. She shall see as little sun, if a dark room or so can keep her from the light.
Oh, sweet father, for love's sake, pity me.
Away!
Farewell, sir. All content bless thee, and take this for comfort. Though violence keep me, thou canst lose me never. I am ever thine, although we part forever.
Aye, we shall part, you minx. Come!
Your acquaintance, sir, came very lately, yet it came too soon. I must hereafter know you for no friend, but one that I must shun like pestilence or the disease of lust.
Like enough, sir. You are ta'en me at the worst time for words that e'er ye picked out.
Faith, do not wrong me, sir!
Beware, my brother, and spare not. There he walks that never yet received an insult. You're blessed he did not challenge you to a duel. Go and take your rest, sir.
By pardon you, you are both losers!
Child, forsooth. Thank you, Lady Kiss.
A fair child, Mistress Allwit.
Thank you, Mistress Yellowhammer. I thank your pains.
And verily well christened, the right way, without idolatry or superstition, after the pure manner of Amsterdam.
Sit down, good neighbours. Nurse? Look, they have all loaves to eat.
They have, forsooth. Bring the child hither, nurse.
How say you now, madam? Is not a chopping girl so like the father?
As if it had been spit out of his mouth. Eyed-nosed and browed as like a girl can be. Only, indeed, it has the mother's mouth.
The mother's mouth, up and down, up and down.
It is a large child. She's but a little woman.
No, believe me, a very thin creature, but all heart, well mettled, like the faithful, to endure her tribulation here and raise up siege.
She had a sore labour on thy warrant, you. You can tell, neighbour.
Oh, she had great speed. We were afraid once, but she made us all have joyful hearts again.
Aye, aye.
Oh, it is a good, surly faith. The midwife found her a most cheerful daughter.
Tis the spirit. We of the Puritan brethren are all like her.
Here comes the chief godparent, neighbor, with gifts and husband.
Welcome all.
Welcome.
The fatness of your wishes to you all, ladies.
Sweet gentleman,
what fine words he has, the fatness of our wishes.
Calls us all ladies.
I promise you a fine gentleman and a courteous.
He thinks her husband shows like a clown to him.
I would not care what crown my husband wears, so I had such fine children.
She has all fine children.
Aye, and see how fast they come.
Children are blessings if they be got with zeal by the Puritan brethren, as I have five at home.
The worst is past, I hope, no madam.
So I hope too, good sir.
Oh, why then, so hope I too, for company I have nothing to do else.
Here, take a small gift. A poor remembrance, lady, to the love of the babe. I pray accept of it.
Oh, you are too much charged, sir.
Look, what has he given her? What is it?
Now, there may be a fair high-standing cup. And two great possible spoons. One of them gilt.
Here comes at last the wine and sweets.
Goody, babe, let's to it.
Damn plaguey locusts. Now out comes all the tasseled handkerchiefs. They are spread abroad between their knees already. Now in goes the long fingers that are washed some thrice a day in urine. My wife uses it. Now we shall have such pocketing. See how they steal sweets from the lower end of the tray.
Come hither, nurse.
Again? She hath eaten twice already.
I had forgotten sister's child that's sick.
A pox. It seems your purity loves sweet things well. Had this been all my cost, I had been beggared. These women have no consciences of sweetmeats where'er they come. See? And they have not culled out all the sugar plums, too. They've left nothing here but short wriggle-tail sweets, not worth mouthing. No marvel I heard a citizen complain once that his wife's belly broke his back. Mine had been in fragments 7 years since, but for this worthy knight that with a prop upholds my wife and me.
Here, Mistress Yellowhammer and neighbours, to you all that have taken pains with me, all the good wives at once.
I'll answer for the wives. They wish all health and strength, and that you may courageously go forward to perform the like and many such like a true sister with motherly bearing. Fill again, nurse.
Now the glasses pass about to wet the women's whistles. The wine pours down, i'faith. They never think of payment.
Again!
None bless thee. Two glasses at once. I'll stay no longer. It would kill me if I paid for it. Will it please you to walk down and leave the women, Sir Walter?
With all my heart, Jack.
Troth, I cannot blame you. Come.
Excuse us, ladies.
Sit you all, merry ladies.
Thank you, Your Worship, sir.
Bring hither that same glass, nurse.
Madam,
I would fain drive away this anti-Christian grief.
See, does not Mistress All recline like a countess? Would I had such a husband for my daughter.
Is not she taught marriage?
Oh, no, sweet madam.
Why, she's 19.
Aye, that she was last August. But she has a fault, madam, a secret fault.
A fault? What is?
I'll tell you when I have drunk.
Oh, wine can do that. I see that friendship cannot.
And now I'll tell you. She's too free.
Too free?
Oh, aye. She cannot lie dry in her bed.
What? A 19?
It is as I tell you.
Mistress Yellowhammer, a gentleman wishes to speak with you.
Speak with me, nurse. Who is?
A gentleman from Cambridge. Hmm? I think it be your son, forsooth.
Oh, tis my son Tim, i'faith. Prithee, call him up among the women. Twill embolden him well, for he wants nothing but audacity. Would the Welsh gentlewoman were here now.
Is your son come, forsooth?
Yes, Lady Kix, from the university, forsooth.
Tis a great joy on ye.
There's a great marriage towards for him.
A marriage?
To the Welsh gentlewoman. Oh. Yes, sure. My son Tim will be a huge heir in Wales. Oh. At least to 19 mountains.
19
besides
mountains.
Her goods and property.
Oh. Master Tim Yellowhammer. Oh,
Mater Carissima. Women, I'm betrayed. I'm going.
What? Gone again?
Run after him, good nurse.
Oh, he is so bashful. Oh. That's the spoil of you. In the university, they're kept always to men and ne'er trained up to women's company.
Oh, a great spoil of youth, indeed.
Your father will run it, though.
Why, son? Why, Tim? What, must I rise and fetch you? For shame, son.
Mother, do you entreat like a fresh woman? It is against the laws of the university for any that has answered to be a bachelor of arts to thrust amongst married wives.
Come, we'll excuse you here.
Call up my tutor, mother, and I care not.
What? Is your tutor come? Have you brought him up?
I have not brought him up. He stands at the door. Ha! There's logic to begin with you, mother.
Run, call the gentleman, nurse. He's my son's tutor. Here, eat some plums.
Come on, Cambridge, offer me 6 plums.
Why, how now, Sim? Will not your old tricks yet be left?
Serve like a child.
You'll never cease till I make your tutor whip you.
Ne'er was the like in Cambridge since my time. Life whip a bachelor of arts, you'd be laughed at sadly. Let not my tutor hear you, 'twould be a jest through the whole university. No more words, mother.
Ecce homo.
Is this your tutor, Tim?
Yes, surely, lady. I am the man that brought him in league with logic. Non idio sane.
True, he was an idio indeed.
When he went out of London, but now he's well mended.
Did you receive the 2 goose pies I sent you?
And ate them heartily, thanks to your worship.
Ah, 'tis my son Tim. I pray bid him welcome, gentlewomen.
Tim? Hark, your Timotheus, mother. Timotheus.
Shall I deny your name? Timotheus, quoth he. Faith, there's a name. 'Tis my son Tim, forsooth.
You're welcome, Mr. Tim.
This is horrible. She wets as she kisses. Your handkerchief, sweet tutor, to wipe them off as fast as they come on.
Welcome from Cambridge.
This is horrible. This woman has a villainous sweet breath. Did she not stink of sweets? Help me, sweet tutor, or I shall rub my lips off.
I'll go kiss the other end of the pipe.
Perhaps that's the sweeter, and we shall dispatch the sooner.
Come next. Welcome from the wellspring of discipline that waters all, brethren.
Hoist, I beseech thee.
Bless the woman, mistress under man.
'Tis but the common affliction of the faithful. We must embrace our falls.
I'm glad I escaped it with some rotten kiss, sure. It dropped down before it came at me.
Here's a noise, Davy. What, not gone yet? They've drunk so hard from glasses that some of them had need of other vessels.
Ladies, outside's the bravest procession. Come along presently by the pissing conduits, with a standard bearer and 2 brave drums.
Come, teacher.
I thank you all for your pains.
Feed and grow strong.
Oh, Mistress Underman, drag her up, Davy. Come. Away. Now. Wife, you had more need to sleep than eat. Go take a nap and rise up a well-edified, bonified sister.
Yes, husband.
Here's a day of toil well passed, or able to make a citizen hair mad. How hot they have made the room with their thick bums. Dost not feel it, Davy?
Oh, monstrous strong, sir.
What's here under the stools?
Oh, nothing but wet, sir. Some wine spilled here, belike.
It's no worst, thinkest thou? Fair needlework stools cost nothing with them, Davy.
Nor you neither, if faith.
Look how they have laid them, e'en as they lie themselves with their heels up. How they have shuffled up the rushes, too, Davy, with their short, figging little shittlecock heels. These women can let nothing stand as they find it. But what's the secret thou'st about to tell me, my honest Davy? Here's a shilling.
If you should disclose it, sir.
Life, rip my belly up to the throat then, Davy.
My master's upon marriage.
Marriage, Davy? Send me to hanging, rather. When? Where? What is she, Davy?
Young Moll Yellowhammer.
Moll Yellowhammer. I have no time to stay, nor scarce can speak. I'll stop those wheels, or all the work will break.
I knew it would break. 'Tis my desire to keep Sir Walter from marriage. Being his poor nearest kinsman, I may fare the better at his death. There my hopes build, since my Lady Kicks is dry and hath no child.
You are in the happiest way to enrich yourself and pleasure me, Brother Touchwood, as man's feet can tread in. For though Moll be locked up, her vow is fixed only to me. In the meantime, lose you no time, sweet brother. You have the means to strike at Sir Walter's fortunes and lay him level with his bankrupt merit. 'Tis why we wait here upon Sir Oliver Kicks. Get but his wife with child. Perch a tree top and shake the golden fruit into her lap. About it before she weep herself to a dry ground and whine out all her goodness.
Pretty brother, cease. I find there too much aptness in my blood for such a business without provocation. You might well have spared that aphrodisiac banquet of oysters, artichokes, potatoes, and your buttered crab. They were fitter kept for your own wedding dinner.
Nay, then you follow my suit and save my purse, too. Fortune dotes on me. He's in a happy case.
Life, what makes thee so merry, Thou hast no cause, unless there be news, comes with new addition.
Why, there thou hast it right, brother. I look for Moll this evening.
How's that look for her?
I will deliver you of the wonder straight. By the firm secrecy and kind assistance of a good wench in the Yellowhammer house, who, made of pity, weighing the case her own, she'll lead Moll through gutters, strange hidden ways which none but love could find, or have a heart to venture. I expect Moll where you would little think.
Well, I cannot wear, so she be safe and yours.
Hope tells me so. I leave you to your business, brother.
So, now, to my Kicks. The Baron, he and she. They're in the next room, but to say which of their two moods holds them now at this instant, I cannot say, truly.
Lovelace, Baron, madam!
Oh, is that the time of day? Give you joy in your tongue, there's nothing else good in you. This their life, the whole day, from eyes open to eyes shut, kissing or scolding, and then must be made friends, and then rail the second part of the first fit out, and then be pleased again, no man knows which way. Fall out like giants, fall in like children. Their fruit can witness as much.
'Tis thy fault.
Mine.
Drought.
And coldness.
Thine. 'Tis thou art baron.
I, baron? Oh, life, that I durst but speak now in mine own justice, in mine own right. I, baron?
Baron,
baron. 'Twas otherwise with me when I was at court. I was ne'er called so till I was married.
I'll be divorced.
Be hanged.
I'll give up house and keep some fruitful whore, like an old bachelor in a tradesman's chambers. She shall have all, she and her children.
Where be they?
Oh, how rare.
Cease. When there are friendlier courses took for you to get and multiply within your house at your own private cost, in spite of censure, methinks an honest peace might be established.
What with her? Never.
Sweet sir.
You work all in vain.
Then he doth all like thee.
Let me entreat, sir.
Divorce, confound her! I took her with one smock.
But indeed you came not so celibate when you came home from abroad. You came louse-ridden with nits, ticks, and other little crawlers.
Heart, she bit sore there. I'll sell at auction.
Do thy worst, slave. Oh, good sweet sir. Bring us into love again.
Some would think this impossible to compass.
Pray let this storm fly over.
Good sir, pardon me. I am master of this house. Which I'll sell this very day.
Lady, friends, come.
If e'er you loved woman, talk not on, sir. What? Friends with him? Good faith, do you think I'm mad? With one that's scarce the hinder quarter of a man?
Thou art nothing of a woman.
Would I were less than nothing.
Nay, prithee, what dost mean?
I cannot please you.
If he thought a good soul, he lies that says it. Kiss, kiss, pretty rogue.
You care not for me.
Can any man tell now which way they came in? By this light I'll be hanged, then.
Is the medicine come?
Oh, yes, sir. There's a little vial of almond milk that cost me some 3 pence.
I hope to see thee, wench, within these few years, circled with children, pranking up a girl and putting jewels in their little ears. Fine sporty faith.
Aye, had you been anything, husband, it had been done ere this time.
Had been aught? Hang thee, hadst thou been anything but a cross thing I ever found thee.
Thou art a grub to say so.
A pox on thee.
By this light they're out again at the same door, and no man can tell which way. Come, here's your medicine, sir.
I will not take it now, sir.
if I were sure to get 3 boys ere midnight.
Why, there thou showst now of what breed thou comest, to hinder generation. Oh, thou villain, that knows how crookedly the world goes with us for want of heirs, yet put by all good fortune.
Hang, stop it. I will take it now, in spite.
Then, after you've drunk it, you must go riding for 5 hours.
Hmm? For 5 hours, I mean to do so. Within there...
Sir?
Saddle the white mare.
Sir?
I'll take a whore along and ride to where?
Ride to the devil.
I'll plague you every way. Look here, you see, I drink it. Tis gone.
A pox go with it.
I curse and spare not. Now!
Jerk, up and down, sir. You must not stand.
I'm not given to standing.
So much the better, sir.
I never could stand long in one place yet. I learnt it of my father, Everestus. See, sir, how I caper.
Oh, passing good, sir, and would show well a horseback. When you come to your inn, if you leapt over a joint stool or two to anonymous, sir.
What say you to leaping a table thus high, sir?
Nothing better, sir, if it be furnished with good victuals.
Yeah.
You remember how the bargain runs about this business.
Or else I had a bad head. You must receive, sir, £400 of me and 4 several payments. £100 now in hand.
Right, that I have, sir.
Another 100 when my wife is pregnant, the 3rd when she's brought to bed, and the last 100 when the child cries. For if it should be stillborn, it doth no good, sir.
Good. Still capering? A little faster, sir.
I'm in an excellent pace for any physic.
Your white mare's ready.
I shall up presently. One kiss and farewell.
Oh, shall have 2, love.
Expect me. About 3.
With all my heart, sweet.
By this light, they forgot their anger since and are as far in again as ere they were. Their ways are beyond finding out. Come, sweet lady.
How must I take my medicine, sir?
Clean contrary. Yours must be taken lying.
A bed, sir.
A bed? Or where you will, for your own ease. This couch will serve.
Your physic must... needs, please.
Negator argumentum, tutor.
Huncar proba.
Sic probo domine. Stultus est homo. Sicut tuet ego sum. Homo est animal rationale, sicut stultus est animal rationale.
He is nothing but disputing all the day long with them.
Sic disputus. Stultus est homo, sicut tuet ego sum. Homo est animal rationale, sicut stultus est animal rationale.
Bene. Your reasons are both good, whate'er they be. Pray give them o'er. Faith, you'll tire yourselves. What's the matter between you, Tim?
Nothing but reasoning about a fool, Mother.
About a fool, son? Alas, what need you trouble your heads about that? None of us all but knows what a fool is.
Why, what's a fool, Mother? I come to you now.
Why, one that's married before he has wit.
Tis prettier, Faith, and well guessed, of a woman never brought up at the university. But bring forth what fool you will, Mother, I'll prove him to be as reasonable a creature as myself or my tutor here.
Fie, 'tis impossible.
Nay, he shall do't, forsooth.
'Tis the easiest thing to prove a fool by logic. By logic, I'll prove anything.
What? Thou wilt not.
I'll prove a whore to be an honest woman.
Nay, by my faith, she must prove that herself, or logic will never do it.
'Twill do it, I tell you.
Some in this street would give £1,000 that you could prove their wives so.
They can. And all their daughters, too, though they had 3 bastards. When comes your tailor hither?
Why, what of him?
By logic, I'll prove him to be a man. Let him come when he will.
Oh, how hard at first was learning to him. Truly, sir, I thought he would never have took the Latin tongue. Hmm? How many books do you think he wore out ere he learnt his grammar?
Some 3 or 4.
Believe me, sir, some 34. He so shamed me once before an honest gentleman that knew me when I was a maid.
These women must have all out.
Quid est grammatica? What is grammar? Says the gentleman to him. I shall remember by a sweet, sweet token. But nothing could he answer.
How now, pupil? Quid est grammatica?
Grammatica.
Nay, do not laugh, son, but let me hear you say it now. There was one word went so prettily off the gentleman's tongue. I shall remember it the longest day of my life.
Come, quid est grammatica?
I am not ashamed, tutor. Grammatica. Why, recte scribendi atque loquendi. Ars. the art of speaking and writing correctly.
Loquendi ars. That was it, Ifaith. Why now, son, I see you are a deep scholar. And Master Tutor, a word, I pray. Let us withdraw a little into my husband's chamber. I'll send in the North Wales gentlewoman to him. She looks for wooing.
No.
I'll put together both and lock the door.
No.
I give great approbation to your conclusion. Come.
I marvel what this gentlewoman should be that I should have in marriage. She's a stranger to me. I wonder what my parents mean, if faith, to match me with a stranger so, a maid that's neither kith nor kin to me. Life. Do they think I have no more care of my body than to lie with one that I ne'er knew, a mere stranger? One that ne'er went to school with me neither, nor ever playfellows together. They're mightily mistaken in it, methinks. They say she has mountains to her marriage. She's full of cattle, some 2,000 runts. What the meaning of these runts should be, my tutor cannot tell me. I've looked in Ryder's dictionary under the letter R, and there I can hear no tiding of these runts neither. Unless they should be Rumpford hogs, I know them not.
Go in, sweet girl.
Oh, here she comes. If I know what to say to her now in the way of marriage, I'm no graduate. Methinks, if faith, 'tis boldly done of her to come into my chamber, being but a stranger. She shall not say I'm so proud yet, but I'll speak to her. Marry, as I will order it, she shall take no hold of my words, I warrant her. She approaches and makes a curtsy. Salve tu quoque, puella pulcherrima. Quid vis, nescio nexane curo.
I know not what he means. A suitor, quotha. I hold my life he understands no English.
Fater, me Hercule tu Virgo. Wallia ut upibus abundis maximis.
What's this, fater and abundundis? He mocks me, sure, and calls me a bundle of farts. This is most strange. Maybe he can speak Welsh. A fedrwch chi Gymraeg erdyn cogio fo hyn?
Cogio fo hyn? I scorn to cog with her. I'll tell her so, too, in a word near her own language. Ego, non gogo.
Go, go, go. Ac os un a chigin ar lwr yn gywir da a ffyr, ewch chi ddim oleg gyda fi, mach gen i arhoswch chi gyda fi a ddewelwch chi fe fydd bob dim yn iawn i chi.
By my faith, she's a good scholar. I see that already. She has the tongues plain. I hold my life she has travelled. What will folks say? There goes the learned couple. Faith, if the truth were known, she hath taken a degree.
How now? How speeds your business?
I'm glad my mother's come to part us.
How do you agree, Forsooth?
As well as ere we did before we met.
How's that?
You put me to a man I understand not. Your son's no Englishman, methinks.
No Englishman? Bless me, boy. And born in the heart of London.
I have been long enough in the chamber with him, and I find neither Welsh nor English in him.
Why, Tim, how have you used the gentlewoman?
As well as a man might do, mother, in modest Latin.
Latin, fool?
And she answered in Hebrew.
Hebrew? 'Tis Welsh!
All comes to one, mother.
She can speak English, too.
Heart, and she can speak English. I'll clap to her. I thought you'd marry me to a stranger.
You must forgive him. He's so inured to Latin, he and his tutor, that he hath quite forgot to use the Protestant tongue.
Oh, 'tis quickly pardoned.
Tim, make amends and kiss her. He makes towards you, forsooth.
Oh, delicious. One may discover her country by her kissing. 'Tis a true saying, there's nothing tastes so sweet as your Welsh mutton. It was reported you could sing.
Oh, rarely, Tim. The sweetest British songs.
And 'tis my mind, I swear, before I marry, I would see all my wife's good parts at once, to view how rich I were.
Thou shalt hear sweet music, Tim. Pray, forsooth.
Cupid is Venus' only joy, but he is a wanton boy, a very, very wanton boy. He shoots at ladies' naked breasts. Yeah. He is the cause of most men's crests. I mean upon the forehead, invisible but horrid. Was he first taught upon the way to keep a lady's lips in play? Why should not Venus chide her son for the pranks that he hath done, the wanton pranks that he hath done? Oh. He shoots his fiery darts so thick, they hurt poor ladies to the quick. Ah, me, with cruel wounding, his darts are so confounding that life and sense would soon decay, but that he keeps their lips in play.
Lips in play.
Can there be any part of bliss in a quickly fleeting kiss, a quickly, quickly fleeting kiss? To want pleasure, leisures are but waste. The slowest kiss makes too much haste, and lose it ere we find it. A pleasing sport they only know. That claws above and claws below. That claws above and claws below.
I would not change my wife for a kingdom.
Why, well said, son. The bells go merrily. I love such peals of life. Wife, lead him in a while. There's a strange gentleman desires private conference with me.
Come, children.
My disguise holds. He does not know me. No longer Mr. Orwit, I shall pass myself off as a relative of some distance.
You're welcome, sir. The more for your namesake. And which of the yellow hammers take your descent from? Which, if I may be so bold with you, which, I pray?
The yellow hammers of Oxfordshire, near Abington.
Ah, those be the best yellow hammers.
And choice bread. I came from thence myself.
You're most welcome.
I hope the zeal I bring with me shall deserve it.
I hope no less. What is your will, sir?
I understand by rumours you have a daughter.
I thank you, sir.
I heard of her virtues and other confirmed graces.
Plaguey girl, sir.
Fame sets her out with richer ornaments than you are pleased to boast of. 'Tis done modestly. I hear she's towards marriage.
You hear truth, sir.
And with a knight in town, Sir Walter Horehound.
The very same, sir.
I am the sorrier for it.
Sorrier? Why, cousin?
'Tis not too far past, is't? It may yet be recalled.
Recalled? Why, good sir?
Satisfy me on that point, you shall hear from me.
Was no marriage contract passed?
I am very joyful, sir.
But he's the man must bid her.
By no means, cuz. She's quite undone then. And you curse the time that ere you made the match. He's an arrant whore master, consumes his time and stake with Mrs. Orwit, whom in my knowledge he hath kept this 7 years. Oh. Nay, cuz, another man's wife too.
Oh, abominable.
Arr. Sir Walter maintains the whole house, apparels the husband, pays servants' wages.
No.
Not so much, but...
And does he... Worse and worse. And doth the husband, Mr. Orwit, know this?
Knows, aye, and glad he may too. 'Tis his living, as other trades thrive, butchers by selling flesh, poulters by selling rabbits, or the like, cuz.
Oh, what an incomparable cuckold's this!
Tush, what cares he for that? Believe me, cuz, no more than I do.
What a base slave is that!
All's one to him. He feeds and takes his ease. Was ne'er the man that ever broke his sleep to get a child, yet by his own confession, and yet his wife has 7.
What, by Sir Walter?
Sir Walter likes to keep him and maintain him in excellent fashion. He dares do no lesser.
Has he children by her, too?
Children, boys, thus high.
What, you jest, sir?
Why, one can make a verse and is now at Eton College.
Oh, this news has cut into my heart, cuz. All which you say.
Arr.
Foot, I've heard of him. He had a girl christened lately.
Aye, that work did cost Sir Walter above 100 mark.
I'll mark him for a knave and a villain fort. 1,000 thanks and blessings. I have done with him.
Sir Walter will stick by my rib still. I shall not lose him yet. No wife will come. Where'er he woos, I find him still at home.
Farewell, cousin.
Farewell.
Well.
Grant all this. Say now, Sir Walter's deeds are black. Pray, what serves marriage but to reform him quite? I've kept a whore myself, and had a bastard, by Mistress Anne. I care not who knows it. He's now a jolly fellow, has been twice warden of the parish, so may his fruit be. They were but base begotten, so was he. Sir Walter is rich. He shall be my son-in-law. No matter, so the whore he keeps be free of the pox. My daughter takes no hurt, then, so let him wed. I'll have him take the cure ere they go to bed.
Oh, husband.
How now, wife?
We are all undone. Moll's gone. She's gone.
Again? Death! Which way?
Over the houses.
Set a watch on the waterside. She's gone forever else.
Oh, venturous baggage.
Thieves! Thieves! My sister's stolen! Some thief have got her! Oh, how miraculously did my father's plate scape? 'Twas all left out, Tutor.
Is it possible?
Besides three chains of pearl and a box of coral. My sister's gone. Let's look at Trig Stairs for her. My mother's gone to watch the common stairs at Puddle Wharf, and at the dung wharf below stands my poor silly father. Run, sweet Tutor, run!
Honest waterman,
sir.
Here's a French crown for you. A maid will come soon with all speed to take water. Row her lustfully to Barn Elms after me.
To Barn Elms, good sir. Make ready the boat, Sam.
My dearest Patchwood.
Oh, sweet Moll.
What made you stay so long?
I found the way more dangerous than I looked for.
Away, quick. There's a boat waits for you. Now, we go separately.
Nay.
I'll take water at St. Paul's Wharf and overtake you.
Good sir, do. We cannot be too safe.
Dung wharf. Oh, God, the smell. Keep close.
She's gone.
Ah, life master Yellowhammer call you this close-keeping?
She was kept under a double lock.
A double devil?
How would you have women locked?
With chastity belts, father. The Venetian uses it. My tutor read it.
But if she was so locked up, how got she out?
There was a little hole opened into the sewer, but who would have dreamed of that?
A wiser man would.
He says true, father. A wise man for love will seek every hole. My tutor knows it.
Verum poeta dicit.
Dicit vergilius, father.
Pretty talk thy Latin somewhere else.
Yeah.
Where's your wise mother now?
I'm mad, I think. I thought she would have drowned herself. She would not stay to be rowed by a waterman, but took a small herring boat herself. Sure, I think she'd be gone a-fishing for her.
You wicked slapper!
Look! She's caught a goodly dish now. She has Moll.
Oh, tuck me home
good
by Mistress the hair! Mind your own business, waterman!
You are a cruel mother!
Oh, my heart dies!
I'll make thee an example for all the neighbours' daughters!
Oh, farewell, life!
You that have tricks can counterfeit!
Hold, Maudlin!
I have brought your jewel by the hair!
She's here, knight.
Forbear, or I'll grow worse.
Look on her, Tudor. She hath brought her from the water like a mermaid. She's but half my sister now, as far as the flesh goes. The rest may be sold to fishwives.
Dissembling, cunning baggage.
Limited trumpet. Either give over both, or I'll give over the marriage. Why have you used me thus unkind, mistress? Wherein have I deserved?
You talk too fondly, sir.
What?
We'll take another course and prevent all. We might have done long since. We'll lose no time now, nor trust to it any longer. Tomorrow morn, as early as sunrise, we'll have you two married.
Oh, bring me death tonight. Love, pity, and fates. Let me not see tomorrow up upon the world.
Are you content, sir?
You're content.
Till then, she shall be what?
Baggage, you shall.
Away!
Come!
Why, father?
Yes?
My tutor and I will both watch her in armour.
Oh.
How shall we do for weapons?
Take you no care for that. If need be, I can send for conquering metal tutor. 'Tis but at Westminster. I'm acquainted with him that keeps the monuments. I can borrow Harry V's sword. It'll serve us both to watch with.
I never was so near my wish as this chance makes me. Ere tomorrow noon I shall receive £2,000 in gold. And a sweet maidenhead worth 40.
Oh, thy news splits me, waterman.
Half drowned, she cruelly tugged her by the hair, forced her disgracefully, not like a mother.
Enough.
Leave me like my joys,
sir.
Sir? Saw you not a wretched maid pass this way?
Who's there?
Sir Walter! Heart, villain, is it thou?
Yes, slave, tis I.
Draw your sword, sir.
That I will gladly.
I must break through thee, then. There is no stop that checks my tongue and all my hopeful fortunes. Your blessed accepted, and I must have my way.
And I mine. I'll stake all on this throw. My title, life, and fortune for Moll.
For Moll. So, you gain the heart in my breast first.
There is no dealing then. Think on the dowry of £2,000. You hazard and you lose.
What's up? Now, 'tis quit, sir. Hit, sir.
We hit each other, I take it. Honor satisfied. I'll fight no longer.
No longer, slave?
I have certain things to think on before I dare go further.
But one bout, I'll follow thee to death!
A misery of a house.
What shall become of us? I think Sir Walter's wound be mortal.
Think thou so, Davy? Then am I mortal too, but a dead man, Davy. This is no world for me when ere he goes. I must e'en truss up all and after him, Davy. A shroud with two knots and away. Sir Walter!
Oh, Caesar, how faint he comes. Two of my servants have to carry him in.
Oh, me!
Hi, Dave, my wife's laid down too. He is like to be a good house kept when we are all together down. Take pains with her, good Davy.
Sir.
Cheer her up there. Lay good Sir Walter down there, fellows. Ah, there. Now be gone, and let his friends attend him.
Sir.
Let me come to his worship. Let me come.
Touch me not, villain. My wound aches of thee. Thou poison to my heart.
He raves already. His senses are quite gone. He knows me not. Look up, and like your worship, heave those eyes. Call me to mind. Is your remembrance lost? Look in my face. Who am I, and like your worship?
If anything be worse than slave or villain, thou art the man.
Alas, his poor worship's weakness. He will begin to know me by little and little.
No devil can be like thee.
Oh, poor gentleman, methinks the pain that thou endurest.
Thou knowest me to be wicked, for thy baseness kept the eyes open still on all my sins. None knew the dear account my soul stood charged with as well as thou. Yet like hell's flattering angel, wouldst thou never tell me aught? Let me go on, and join with death in sleep, that if I had not waked now by chance, even by a stranger's pity, I had everlastingly slept out all hope of grace and mercy.
Grace and mercy? Now he is worse and worse.
Wife,
to him, wife. Thou wast wont to do good on him.
How is it with you, sir?
Not as with you. Thou loathsome strapping! Some good pitying man remove my sins out of my sight a little. I tremble to behold her. She keeps back all comfort while she stays. Is this a time, unconscionable woman, to see thee?
He is lost forever.
Run, sweet David, quickly, and fetch the children hither. Sight of them will make him cheerful straight.
Oh, death! Is this a place for you to weep? What tears are those? Get you away with them! I shall fare the worse as long as they are weeping. They work against me. There's nothing but thy appetite in that sorrow. Thou weepst for lust.
There are the children, sir, and like your worship, your last fine girl in troth, she smiles. Look in faith, sir.
Oh, my vengeance! Let me forever hide my cursed face from sight of those that darken all my hopes and stand between me and the sight of heaven. Who sees me now may rightly say, I am o'ergrown with sin. Oh, how my offences wrestle with my repentance. It had scarce breath. How long have I to live? Oh, what comes then? My taste grows bitter. The round world, all gall, appeasing pleasures now hath poisoned me, which I exchanged my soul for. Make way 100 sighs at once for me.
Speak to him, Nick.
I dare not, I am afraid.
Tell him he hurts his wounds, what, with making moan. Come, let's be talking somewhat to keep him alive. Sirrah, what? Did my lord bestow that jewel on thee for an epistle thou mayst in Latin? Thou art a good forward boy, there's great joy on thee.
No, sorrow!
Heart will nothing comfort him. If he be so far gone, it is time to moan. Here,
Pen, ink, and paper, and all things ready. Will please your worship put to make your will?
My will. Yes, yes. What else? Who writes a piece now?
That can your man, Davian, like your worship, a fair, fast, legible hand.
Set it down, then. Imprimis. I bequeath to yonder cuckold 3 times his weight in curses.
How?
All plagues of body and of mind.
Write them not down, David.
It is his will, I must. Altogether also with such a sickness, 10 days ere his death.
There's a sweet legacy I'm almost choked with.
Next I bequeath to that foul whore, his wife, all barrenness of joy, a drought of virtue, and dearth of all repentance. For her end, the common misery of an English puppet.
Bless the water. Sir, the gentleman you fought and wounded, young Touchwood, is newly departed. Dead.
Dead? Hide me, hide me. Lift, lift, who helps me?
Let the law lift you now. I have done lifting of you and my wife too.
You were best lock yourself close.
Not in my house, sir. I'll harbour no such persons as menslayers. Lock yourself where you will.
What's this?
Why, husband.
I know what I do, wife.
You cannot tell yet, for having killed the man in his defence, neither his life nor estate will be touched, husband.
Away, wife, you're a fool. His lands will be forfeited to the crown, since he is a murderer, and as he will have neither lands nor money, they will surely hang him.
Am I denied a chamber? What say you, forsooth?
Alas, sir, I am one that would have all well, but must obey my husband. Prithee, love, let the poor gentleman stay, being so sore wounded. There's a privy at one end of the garret we never use. Let him have that.
We never use? You forget sickness, then, and physic times? Is not a place for easement?
Oh, death! Do I hear this with part of former life in me?
Sir Walter!
What news now?
Troth, worse!
Worse?
And worse. You're like to lose your land, even if the law save your life, sir. Or the surgeon.
Hark you there, wife.
Why, how, sir?
Sir Oliver Kitzer's wife is new pregnant.
Oh.
That child undoes you, sir.
And I? All ills at once.
I wonder what he makes here with his companions. Cannot our house be private to ourselves? We must have such guests. I pray you depart, Master Davy, and take your murderer along with you. Good he were apprehended ere he'd go. He's killed some honest gentleman. Send for officer.
I'll soon save you that labour.
I must tell you, sir, you have been somewhat bolder in my house than I would well like of. I suffered you till it stuck here at my heart. I tell you truly, I thought you had been familiar with my wife once.
With me? I'll see him hanged first. I defy him and all such gentlemen in the like extremity.
If ever eyes were opened, these are they. Gamesters, farewell. I have nothing left to play.
And therefore, get you gone, sir. Don't take that, Davy.
Of all cuckolds, be thou the head. Thou, the grand whore of spittles.
So, since he's like now to be rid of all, I'm right glad I'm so well rid of him.
I knew he durst not stay when you named officers.
That stopped his spirit straight. What should we do now, wife?
As we were wont to do.
We are richly furnished, wife, with household stuff.
Let's let out lodgings, then, and take a house in the Strand.
In troth, a match, wench. We are well stocked with cloth of tissue cushions to furnish out bay windows, a most elegant brothel, and costly from the top to the bottom. Life for furniture, we may lodge a countess. There's a chamber pot of tawny velvet, too, now I think, aren't we?
Your nose must be in everything.
I have done, wench. And let this stand in every gallant's chamber. Whoe'er gambles, the banker is always the winner.
Husband! Husband! Moll will die. She will die. There is no sign but death.
To be our shame, then.
Oh, how she's changed in compass of an hour.
Oh, my poor girl. Mm. Good wife, thou wert too cruel to drag her by the hair.
You would have done as much, sir, to curb her of her humour.
'Tis curbed sweetly now.
How now, Tim?
Faith busy, mother, about an epitaph to my sister's death.
Death? Moll is not dead, I hope.
No, but she means to be, and that's as good. And when a thing's done, 'tis done. You taught me that, mother.
What is your tutor doing?
Well, making an epitaph, too, in principle pure Latin, culled out of Ovid.
How does your sister look? Is she not changed?
Changed? Gold into white money was never so changed as is my sister's colour into paleness.
Oh. Moll. Moll. Oh, here she's carried in. See how she looks like. Death.
Looks she like death and never a word made yet? I must go beat my brains against a bedpost and get an epitaph before my tutor.
Speak, Moll. How dost thou?
I hope I shall be well.
for I am as sick at heart as I can be.
Yes, my poor girl. The doctor's making a most sovereign drink for thee. Dissolve pearl and amber. We spare no cost, girl.
Your love comes too late, yet timely thanks rewarded.
All is cast away, then. Prithee, look upon me cheerfully.
Sing but a strain or two. Thou wilt not think how 'twill revive thy spirits. Fight thy illness, prithee, sweet Moll.
You shall have my good will, mother.
Why, well said, wench.
Weep, eyes. Break, break, heart. My love and I must part. Cruel fates, true love, do soonest sever. Oh, I shall see thee never, never, never. Oh, happy is the maid whose life takes end ere it knows parents' frown or loss of a friend. Weep, eyes, break, break, heart. My love and I must part.
Oh, I could die with music. Well sung, girl.
If you call it so, it was.
She plays the swan, sings herself to death.
By your leave, sir.
What are you, sir?
Mr. Touchwood, elder brother of him you have pursued with hatred for loving your daughter, Moll.
Well, what's your business, pray?
He's dead.
What?
My younger brother's dead. He's paid enough, poor gentleman, for his love.
That's all our ill removed, if Moll were well now. Impute not, sir, his end to any hate that sprang from us. He had a fair wound brought that.
That helped him forward, I must needs confess. But the restraint of love and your unkindness, those were the wounds that from his heart drew blood. But being past help, let words forget it too. Scarcely 3 minutes ere his eyelids closed and took eternal leave of this world's light, he wrote this letter, which by oath he bound me to give to Moll's own hands. That's all my business.
Oh, you may perform it, then. There she sits.
With a following look.
I trust me, sir. I think she'll follow him quickly.
I'll cheer you, mistress.
I must learn of you, sir.
Here's a letter from a friend of yours, and where that fails in satisfaction, I have a sad tongue ready to supply.
How does he, ere I look on't?
Seldom better. Has a contented health now.
Oh, I am most glad, aunt.
Is he dead, sir?
He is. Now, wife, let's but get the girl upon her legs again and to church with her.
Oh, sick to death, he tells me. How does he after this?
Faith, feels no pain at all. He's dead, sweet mistress.
Peace, close mine eyes.
The girl, look to the girl, wife.
No, daughter, sweet girl, speak. Look but once up. Thou shalt have all the wishes of thy heart that wealth can purchase.
Oh, she's gone forever. That letter broke her heart.
Oh, she we loved so dear is gone.
Take her in. Remove her from our sight. Our shame and sorrow.
Stay. Let me carry her out. It is the last cold kindness I can perform for my sweet brother's sake.
All the whole street will hate us, and the world point me out cruel. It is our best course, wife, after we have given order for the funeral, to absent ourselves till she be laid in the ground.
Where shall we spend that time?
I'll tell thee where, wench. Go to some private church and marry Tim to the rich Welsh gentlewoman.
Mass, a match! We'll not lose all at once. Somewhat we'll catch.
She's pregnant! I am a man forever! I think I have bestirred my stump
to your favour. Run, get your fellows all together instantly. Then to the parish church and ring the bells.
Ring the bells? Which shall be done, sir.
Upon my love, I charge you, villain, that you make a bonfire before the Lord of Night.
A bonfire, sir?
Thwacking one, I charge you.
A bonfire!
Run, take £100 out from Mr. Touchwood that gave my wife the medicine. The first thing you do...
£100, sir?
A bargain as our joy grows. We must remember still from whence it flows, or else we prove ungrateful multipliers. The child is coming, and the land comes after. The news of this will make a poor Sir Water. I've struck it home, if it...
Oh, that you have, sir.
But will not your worship go to the funeral of both these lovers, Moll Yellowhammer and young Mr. Touchwood?
Both? Go both together?
Aye, sir. Oh. Mr. Touchwood will have it so. It will be the pitifulest sight. A pair of lovers had never more spectators, more men's pities, or women's wed eyes.
My wife helps the number, then.
There's such a drawing out of handkerchiefs, and those that have no handkerchiefs lift up aprons.
Her parents may have joyful hearts at this. I would not have my cruelty so talked on to any child of mine for a monopoly.
I believe you, sir. Mm. 'Tis planned that both their coffins meet, which will be lamentable.
Come, we'll see it.
See these two coffins that stand there, side by side. Never could death boast of a richer prize from the first parent. Let the world bring forth a pair of truer hearts. To speak but truth of this departed gentleman, in a brother might by hard censure be called flattery, which makes me rather silent in his right than so to be delivered to the thoughts of any envious hearer, starved in virtue and therefore sick to hear others thrive. But for this maid, whom envy cannot hurt with all her poisons, having left to ages the true, chaste monuments of her living name, which no time can deface, I say of her the full truth, freely, without fear of censure. What nature could there shine that might redeem perfection home to woman, but in her was fully glorious? Beauty set in goodness speaks what she was, that jewel so infixed. There was no want of anything of life to make these virtuous precedents man and wife.
Great pity of their deaths.
No more pity.
It makes 100 weeping eyes.
I cannot think there's any one amongst you in this full fair assembly, maid, man, or wife, whose heart would not have sprung with joy and gladness to have seen their marriage day.
It would have made 1,000 joyful hearts.
Up then apace and take your fortunes. Make these joyful hearts. He has none but friends.
Look, the dead rise up. They are both alive.
Yes, both alive.
Alive!
Nay, do not hinder him now. Stand from about and parson. Come forward and do your work.
Good sir, a pace.
Good parson, marry us quickly.
Hands join now, but hearts forever, which no parent's mood shall sever. You shall forsake all widows, wives, and maids. You, lords, knights, gentlemen, and men of trades. And if in haste any part of the ceremony misses, go interline it with a brace of kisses.
Everything. Controlled, Nimly, give you joy, brother. Were it not better thou shouldst have her than the maid should die?
To you, sweet mistress bride.
Joy, joy to you both.
These shrouds you brought along with you shall be your wedding sheets. You may both go to bed when you please to.
My joy wants utterance.
Utter all at night, then, brother.
I am silent with delight.
Sister, delight will silence any woman. But you'll find your tongue again among maidservants. Now you keep house, sister.
Moll? Alive?
And the youth with a parson!
Master and Madam Yellowhammer.
A storm, but we are sheltered for it.
I will prevent you all and mock you thus. You and your expectations, Moll, young Touchwood.
I stand happy. Both in your lives and your heart's combination.
Here's a strange day.
That knight Sir Water's proved villain. All's come out now. His niece, the Welsh woman, and arrant baggage. My poor boy Tim is cast away this morning, even before breakfast. Married a whore.
A whore? Sir Water's niece, forsooth.
I think we rid our hands in good time of that foul knight.
I knew he was past his best when I gave him over.
What has become of him, pray, sir?
Who, the knight? He lies in the Knight's Ward of Fleet Prison. Your belly, Lady Kix, begins to blossom, so there's no peace for him there. His creditors are so greedy.
Mr. Touchwood here is down his news.
Sir.
I am so endeared to thee for my wife's fruitfulness that I charge you both, your wife whom you sent away, and thee, to live no more asunder for the world's rounds. I have purse and bed and board for you. Be not afraid to go to your business roundly. Get children, and I'll keep them.
Say so, sir.
Prove me with three at a birth, as thou darest now.
Take heed how you dare a man while you live, sir, that has a good skill with his weapon.
Swat, I dare you, sir.
Look! My star I made known! My son Tim and his Welsh bride. If ever you saw the picture of an unfortunate marriage, yonder tis.
Come from the university to marry a whore in London with my tutor, too. Oh, tempora, oh, mores!
Pretty, Tim, be patient.
Where be these mountains? I was promised mountains, but there's such a mist I can see none of them. What have become of these 2,000 runts? A vengeance runt thee.
I think you have married her in logic, Tim.
Hmm?
You told me once by logic you would prove a whore an honest woman. Prove her so, Tim, and take her for thy labour.
Trouble, I thank you. I grant you I may prove another man's wife so, but not mine own.
There's no remedy now, Tim. You must prove her so as well as you may.
Oh, why then, my tutor and I will about her as well as we can.
Sir, if your logic cannot prove me honest, there's a thing called marriage. And that makes me honest.
Oh, there's a trick beyond your logic, Tim.
I perceive, then, a woman may be honest according to the English print when she's a whore in the Latin. So much for marriage and logic. I'll love her for her wit. I'll pick out my runts there. And for my mountains, I'll mount her.
So, fortune seldom deals two marriages with one hand and both lucky. The best is one feast will serve them both. Marry, for rumour I'll have the dinner kept in Goldsmith's Hall. To which, kind gallants, I invite you all.
Listening to Thomas Middleton's A Chaste Maid in Cheapside, adapted for radio by Peter Barnes. The cast was as follows: Yellowhammer, Hugh Paddick; Maudlin, Dillis Lay; Moll, Sarah Burdell; Touchwood Senior, James Lawrenson; Mistress Touchwood and Second Puritan Lady, Josie Kidd; Touchwood Junior, John Rowe; Sir Walter Horehound, Norman Rodway; Allwit, Richard Bryars; Mistress Allwit, Petra Davis; Sir Oliver Kix, Peter Jeffrey; Lady Kix, Sean Phillips; Tim, Andrew Branch; The Tutor, Philip Voss; David Ahuma, Peter Baldwin; Welsh Gentlewoman, Sharon Morgan; Parson, Roger Hammond; Porter and Waterman, Danny Schiller; First Puritan Lady and Nick, Elizabeth Proud; a wet nurse, Lisa Flanagan; women at the christening, Margot Boyd, Eva Stewart, and Hilda Kreisman; a country wench, Tammy Ustinov; Kix's maid, Jenny Twig; and Kix's servant, Philip Sully. Other parts were played by members of the company. The music was composed by Christopher Whelan and played by members of the English Chamber Orchestra. A Chaste Maid in Cheapside was directed by Martin Jenkins, Gent.